روزائے محترم درمیان حرم روزائے محترم جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا اور مکے میں ہو جا فدا حرم جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا اور مکے میں ہو جا فدا حرم بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم
Little Karguzari, how many statues came, what work is carrying on. Next, Wani Muhammad Mehtar, he also give us software. Firman Abdul Rahman, aap kuch batae, ki jo safar bhi hone wala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد الحمد والكرم المسيف الله سبحانه وتعالى بركته الشيخ ذم بركاتهم for this month's مجلس الحمد لله four brothers came by car and three came by plane الحمد لله Thursday night مجلس we are having brothers are coming new brothers are coming الحمد لله presently with us two new brothers have come also they were inclined they came one brother very busy Saturday he's doing construction maintaining many properties so just Saturday morning I told him that I want you to join me inshallah he said I'm working today I said I want you to join me he said what time are you leaving I say maybe 11 o'clock by car he says I'll try to finish but if we can go by the afternoon I'm ready so I said okay 2:30 I booked the ticket Saturday morning for 2:30 in the afternoon He said, I don't know how I did it, but I wrapped up everything. I left the boys to finish the work off. And I got ready before time. I made it for Jamaat, a certain Musalla, for my Zuhur in Jamaat. I came to your place and I can't be even on my way. So I haven't made a mistake. So Alhamdulillah, the way I'm enjoying it over here, I can't believe it. Sati is here, Allah Ta'ala accept him also. And mother Sati's have come also, the feeling of the heart, Allah Ta'ala accept all of us' efforts, Alhamdulillah. And may more brothers benefit, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Four of us came today to the majlis by car. There were other brothers that were ready, but unfortunately they couldn't make it. Some brothers are going for Hajj as well, so they had other commitments. Brother Yunus Adad is also here. So approximately five of us from Marisburg, alhamdulillah, came for the majlis. And weekly the majalis take place on Yomul Ahad, Yomul Isnain, that is Monday night after Isha Salah, after the hukam of our Hazrat. First 915 brothers sit for the majlis, and alhamdulillah to the barakat of sitting for 40 days, may Allah accept it, that whatever kitabs were done here in the Khanka, and we said we'll follow to do the same thing. Alhamdulillah, Jazal Amal was done after the Fajr Salah, after the Zohar Salah, Shoke Watan was done, after Isha Salah, after Taraweeh, Maut Ki Yad was done, and together with that, the Wazail Bayans were done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa amma ba'd. Bidafadal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, barakatuh wa shaykh, alhamdulillah. Initially there were 5 brothers who were supposed to come, but last minute 2 couldn't make it, so 3 brothers came from Botswana. From Botswana, 3 brothers came, 1 Malana and 1 Hafiz Saab and myself. Alhamdulillah, the 3 brothers came from Botswana. And inshallah, at one stage I asked Hazrat Wala about Hazrat, sometimes I feel like going out and sometimes there's a taqaza. There is a taqaza of going to other places. So Hazrat says, don't wait for the taqaza. You rather go and make taqazas and make safar. You rather look for taqazas and you must look for excuse to go in out. So alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah and barakat of the Shaykh, inshallah, I've made intention to tour the whole Botswana in this inshallah coming holidays. Our holidays have started. It's just I've got on imamat, and after the imamat, inshallah, make dua Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah, and spread the affairs of the Hazrat, inshallah, throughout the Botswana. Alhamdulillah, weekly masjid has started again after Ramadan. In Ramadan we couldn't do it because of the Taraweeh and other things, but inshallah again, and plus minus 15 brothers they attend. Inshallah we are hoping also to start one more majlis inshallah in another venue. Make dua for inshallah Allah Ta'ala grant us himmat, has tawfiq to practice from whatever we hear in the barakat of majlis. Jazakallah khair.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi al-khalq min adami, ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم، ومن دخله كان آمنا، ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before carrying on, we'll translate and give a little explanation of this very beautiful poem, and may it move us towards Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif in these Mubarak days when Hajis are all on their way, and the whole environment there is very electrifying, very vibrant. We all know right from the time a person thinks of making Hajj, he becomes excited. The days when he's close on and he's leaving, and then when you reach there to the Haji camp, to the Hajj terminal, the whole environment there, then getting to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, what a wonderful environment. And this is Allah's great, great blessing that on the Ummah Allah gave this occasion. And for those who are fortunate, whom Allah blesses, and they go for Hajj Baytullah, they go for Umrah, what an experience it is. Really a lifetime's experience. So this Hadrat writes, Su-e-Taiba chale جی جب نبی کے قدم سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم towards Medina Sharif when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went towards Medina Sharif, the hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, which was really a hijrat from darkness to light, which was really a hijrat from Jahannam to Jannat. At the door for the world, the doors of Hidayat opened up and people from darkness went into light. This was that wonderful occasion of hijrat. Nobody in the world knew really what is happening, but it changed completely the whole history of the world. And forever till Qiyamah it changed the history. So with that in our mind, this hijrat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, this great sacrifice. Meri qismat kaha ye tawaf haram. What a wonderful my taqdeer opened up. What a great blessing has come in my life that I am making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Today we just make it all in peace. We have our shower in the hotel or whatever. Or if you are in a haram, no shower. But you walk towards the haram. But do we know behind this what effort was made? That today we are having that tawaf just in so much ease and comfort. In the beginning days of Tabligh and Dawat, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion sent a jamaat with one alim to go and do collection. They did the whole work for the day. When they came back at night, they put jihad jore. They put their hands in front of Maulana that may let us make gusht as much as you want to, but don't send us for collection again. So Hazrat asked them why. He said the abuses you have to hear, the accusations you have to hear, everyone looks down upon you, you are beggars, you people are swindlers, you eat up the money, all funny, terrible accusations for those people who make collection. Manana said, yes, my work is not collection, and I'll never send you people for collection. All I wanted is that you must appreciate today when you go to a masjid, everything ready found. And in today's times, kitchen for the jamaat, room for the jamaat, all this, somebody made a big sacrifice at the back. They had to go door to door. They had to virtually beg the people to donate. And the people, how they treated them like the scum of society. But they tolerated it for the sake of deen, that one house of Allah will be made. And they went further, not only to build the masjid, but they'll have a jamaat room also. And we will have a kitchen also for the jamaat. All these big sacrifices. So whatever facilities we use today, we come to a masjid, any masjid, this masjid, any masjid. Toilets are there, they are clean. Wuzu khana is there, towels there are. Masjid is there, imam is fixed, muazzin is fixed. Everything. But we don't think what effort went at the back for all this year to be done. Our one good friend, Saleh Fakir Marhum, was in Binoni. I remember when this masjid, his niyat was to build the whole masjid. And he had done the foundations. And after that he passed away suddenly in a car accident. But anyway, Jami Masjid we used to go. When we used to come out, and at that time the 20 rand note was the biggest the amount. And now it's 200, that time, denomination that time was 20 rand. You should give me a 20 rand and you should say that put it in a masjid box. I use the toilet, I flush the toilet. I use the towels, I use water for wuzu. This consciousness. Very few people like that. You won't call him a pious person if you see him like ordinary big steel merchant. One of the very few millionaires in those days. Today, every second person is a millionaire, multi-millionaire. But in those days, but this is his consciousness he had. Then he would take another few steps, give me another 20 rand. He say, give it to the muazzin, that he called me to the house of Allah. We take advantage of all these facilities, but we haven't got that capacity to appreciate. And if we do, perhaps by chance, just think about it, we don't really consciously and make dua for that person. We don't go to the extent of going up to the person and thanking him. This is the level of love and appreciation that is within a person. It will bring a like response. One is, says, no, we don't appreciate at all. The wife does so much for us. We do for the wife everything in the house. She doesn't appreciate. We don't appreciate. We haven't got that. And this is a very important aspect to learn to appreciate. And if we learn that, then we start appreciating the favors of Allah. Otherwise, we are using Allah's favors, not only left, right and center, not only what we know, and not only what we don't know, only Allah knows how many trillions and what favors of Allah upon us every moment. From our side, forget shukr, disobedience of Allah. If we, this quality could be cultivated in us to appreciate our disobedience, many people say, ghaflat I got, unmindfulness in namaz. Otherwise, you will find if you develop this quality, you will be mindful of Allah all the time. Not only in namaz, all the time you will be mindful of Allah Ta'ala. So this is that to appreciate. So meri qismat kaha ye tawaf haram. When you're making tawaf of haram sharif, just think that what Allah, your favor, a person like me, my legs are full of sin, my eyes are full of sin, my body is full of sin, every hair of my body is full of sin, and you brought me here. And which place is this? Jis zameen par chale the Nabi ke qadam. That place itself is Mubarak. And our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also made tawaf there. Today you got the opportunity to make exact in those places tawaf where our Nabi made tawaf. Where every Nabi came and every Nabi made tawaf, you got the opportunity. But what appreciation. We are looking at this woman on this side. This man is bumping us. We got a problem with him. We got a problem with how the people are not moving. Why they standing? We are getting angry. No appreciation. We are finding fault all the time. And also remember, when we start finding fault, then we are then when there is no appreciation, it's not a vacuum. The thing that comes in is to find fault then. Then we find ourselves complaining all the time. Also on this one, very important point we should keep in mind. When a person becomes old, then he becomes agey. He does all funny things. The things which he doesn't expect, which you don't expect. And he becomes upset very easily. If we didn't make our tarbiyah, just imagine this one possible scenario. Your old age, you, your wife, she's doing everything. You didn't learn to control your temper. You didn't learn to control your words. And you blurt out divorce in that old age. Okay? She was the only one to make your khidmat. She was the only one to see to your needs. And now you blurted out talaq and finish. And you can't undo it. Okay? Once you have blurted out that words, it's more worse than 3 bullets from a gun. And now your old age, nobody to see to you. She still loves you, she wants to make your khidmat, but she can't also. Because you didn't learn to control yourself. It's very, very important that we make our islah. Otherwise a person can face grave, grave consequences. That is in this world. The children will normally side with the wife, with the mother. Now you got nobody to support you. And now you're going in the old age home, or where are you going? Who's going to see to your clothes? Who's going to see to your comfort? If we don't make our islah, and islah is not only 5 times namaz, and islah is not only making lot of tilawat and lot of zikr, but our association with our fellow people. Each one of us think how we living with our families, how we treat them, how we take them for granted. So that is very, very important. So our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, his favors upon us, we should think when we are making tawaf. And that we have got Islam because of the sadqa of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Jisse chipke chekal sinai ambiya. The multazam where every Nabi came and he put his bosom toward the Kaaba Sharif, his hands up on the Kaaba, and he was making dua. Today Allah gave you that position. That very same Kaaba, that very same place, what an honor we don't appreciate. Dunya thinks, I bought a new motor car, is a big thing I got. New car, a new house I bought, is a big thing. But what a big ni'mat that Allah gave you, that where the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's hands touched the Kaaba, and the minute you put your one step into the haram of Makkah, into the haram of Medina Sharif, the anwarat of all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, Malaika Jibreel alayhi wasalam, who came continuously down there, all the pious people, great, perhaps every great alim made Hajj, and some of them made Hajj 30, 40, 50 times. All the anwarat and barakat are 100% intact there. And as soon as you put your first step in, you are also blessed with it, on condition that your heart is open for it. If you have closed your heart yourself, the doors of your heart, that's your problem. But if the doors of your heart, and that's why it's necessary to have our Islah made, to go by Ahlullah and sit in their company and realize the value of these things, then go for Hajj and Medina Sharif and see the benefits. If we go with our raincoat of sins on, and we are covered up, then how are we going to get the rahmat and the barakat? Remove the raincoat of sins and go with an open heart, and then see, one, even if you just go for one time ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you only made your one or two tawafs, that will be also sufficient to get all the barakat. And otherwise you can be staying there for 2 months also, but your heart is closed, you are covered up with sins, you won't get any benefit. So therefore it is so essential. So that very same multazam, where every Nabi, his bosom was with the Kaaba Sharif and he made dua, today you got, mere seena ko hasil hai wo multazam, my own, today I've got that honor and that great opportunity. What are the kings of the world? What are all the wealthy people? What are the scientists and all the philosophers? Nothing. That just that you, even if you don't say one word, just that you were present and that you were blessed with that honor. Maujaza hai ke ala ke paymanat hai. There is a maujaza that at that time when there weren't all these measuring instruments to measure, there wasn't even a measuring tape. Measuring tape is also of the recent times. All these calculations, geographical calculations, mathematical calculations, when they were not existing at that time, waste dunya mein hai Kaaba muhtaram. Kaaba Sharif is in the dead center of the earth. There are various ways of calculating geographically the position of places. But whichever way you use, which give you different results, and in America, which people think is so advanced, they have a lot of difference with regard to the Qibla. Because you use, just like on our watches, you got Al-Asr, then what is the other watch? Al-Fajr, there is time difference in them. Your sunset time, they show you different. Al-Fajr will show you different. Then there is one other calculation. Your watch will ask you to calculate with Makkah Mukarrama, Ummul Qura, or you want to calculate with Karachi. Which one? And everyone will give you different results. So that has got differences in there. That the direction of the Qibla has got different. But whichever method you use, the center of the Kaaba is only one. And that is where the Kaaba is, the dead center, the navel of the earth, and from where the whole world is controlled. Or banwaya ghar apna yu mukhtasar, and Allah has been so kind, He made a small house. The Kaaba Sharif is such a small house. Why? Sahal hota ki sabko tawaf haram. For everyone to make one tawaf. If there isn't a crowd, 10 minutes you make a tawaf. 15 minutes, big crowd, 40 minutes, you make a tawaf. But your tawaf has been made so easy. Varna malik agar ghar banata bara. If Allah, the position of a person, big man makes, builds a big house. He needs only one bedroom, but he builds 13 bedrooms. He needs one lounge, he builds 2 lounges. This room he's got, that room he's got. Very big house he built. Allah so big. If Allah had to make a house according to how great Allah is. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this, that if for example Allah made the Kaaba Sharif from Makkah till Jeddah, so big Kaaba, and now you have to make 7 times round tawaf, and from Makkah till Jeddah, which Hazrat says, khaki rush, girte sab zairin haram, everyone should have fallen down unconscious. There is also proof that Islam is such a true and perfect and practical and the true religion. It is practical that Allah has made tawaf, Hajj, once in a lifetime. If Hajj was every year on every person, it was impossible to control the crowds there. And yeah, everyone is gone for Hajj. The mothers are gone, the babies are gone, the fathers, who's looking after the house, who's looking after the business? Allah made it once in a lifetime. This is the great kindness of Allah Ta'ala and the truthfulness of Islam. Chahi ke taiba mein? Nahin. Yeh? Achha. Apne Kaaba ka phera kya? Mukhtasar. Allah made just a short the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Sahib-e-Bait ki hai, ye shaan-e-karam. And this is the condition of the karam of the owner of the house of Allah. Big people make small conditions. And you can make them happy very easily. And small people make big, big conditions. This is proof that Allah is so big that to make Allah happy, Allah made it so easy. And it's so easy, you made your whole life guna. Allah says, just one time, in a few seconds, make your sincere tawbah just in your heart. Your tongue did not move, nothing. And you were so, Allah was so angry with you, immediately Allah becomes happy with you. You are on your road to Jahannam, immediately Allah changes your direction to Jannah. You are in darkness, Allah puts you in light. So this is the condition, these are big people. People with small hearts, they make big, big conditions. And Allah is so big, so easy He made it. Go haram ki paharo pe sabza nahi. Though a person might think outwardly that the mountains of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif of Hijaz Muqaddas should be very beautiful, green, waterfalls, fountains, dams, rivers flowing, etc. But nothing of that sort. No way. It's only those mountains, the rock which has been burned, black, black, black. Outwardly, no attraction whatsoever. Hey, magar, wo, magar dosto, pasbane haram. But they are protecting the haram. The amount of people that go, if there was all greenery there, and the amount of people that go, cholera should have been, outbreak of cholera, outbreak of diarrhea, should have been very, very common. But because of that, it's an antibiotic by itself. That all these people who are going, they're breathing, and then many people just throw their dirt wherever they want to. The people should have fallen sick and people should have died. Allah made it the protector. And a protector in another condition also, which Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explains, Varna haji darakhto mein baithe huye. Otherwise, what the haji should do, he should go and sit in those mountains, in the trees there, by the waterfalls, by the dam. Camera mein liya karte baagh haram. And he should take cameras and he should be going for picnic every day. Instead of going Kaaba Sharif, today I'm going to this picnic spot. Today I'm going to that picnic spot. Packing his picnic basket every day and going to all the various places for picnics all the time. And taking his camera and taking photos all the time. Rabbi Kaaba se bhi aur Kaaba se bhi dur kar dete humko jibal haram. The mountains of Haram should have made us very far away from Kaaba and from Rabbi Kaaba. From Allah also, our mind shouldn't be with Allah. We should be more worried of our picnics and we should be more worried of our outward enjoyment and we should be far away from Allah and we should be far away from the Kaaba Sharif also. But Allah made those mountains and this is Allah's favor that there is no outward attraction. Nobody is going to go and picnic at the mountain now. So you are more in the haram all the time. You are more with Allah Ta'ala. And in the haram, both of the harams, we should be connecting with Allah Ta'ala. In paharo pe bhi hifz-e tawheed ka rab ki janib se hai intizam-e haram. And in here also, we see the shan of tawheed. That beautiful poem of Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Sahib Majzoob rahmatullah alayhi. Maut mujhe na aaye jab tak ke raaz-e-wahdat se main aaga na ho jao. Oh Allah, let me not die until I understand tawheed. So these mountains also are teaching us tawheed. The oneness of Allah, that your mind doesn't go anywhere else, but only to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Otherwise, man gets so quickly, he gets offline, and he goes on a different direction. But yeah, Allah ta'ala made it such that the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, you remain connected with Allah ta'ala. No distraction you have there. Ye bhi hijrat ka ek raaz-e-taqween hai. This is also one secret of the hijrat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, which Allah Ta'ala had enforced, which was not by choice, but Allah had enforced it. Warna rawda bi hota jawar haram. Otherwise, if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had not made hijrat, Allah made it, hijrat was to be made. And the rawda of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his qabr mubarak, Allah made it that it will be 450 kilometers away in Medina Sharif. Otherwise, if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had not made hijrat, and he should have passed away in Makkah Sharif also. Now Kaaba Sharif is also here, and Rozai Mubarak is also here. Qalbi Aashiq ke do tukre hote yaha. The heart of the lover of Allah and His Rasul, his heart should be split in two. Now must I turn to the Kaaba, must I turn to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now when you are in Medina, you just go to Rozai Mubarak and you pour your heart out. When you are in Makkah Sharif, you go to Baytullah and you pour your heart out in front of Allah. Otherwise your heart should be torn apart. Must I, when both are there, Kaaba Sharif is just here, Rozai Mubarak is also just here. Our heart should have been torn apart. So Allah made it so easy for the Aashiq that Allah made Kaaba one Sharif, made Rawdah Mubarak another place. Darmiyani Haram, Rawdah Muhtaram. Between the two Harams, Allah Ta'ala made the two different and separate. Jaake Taiba me de sabz gumbat pe jaan, that we go to Kaaba Sharif and we give our lives in front of Rawdah Mubarak. Or Makkah me ho jaan fidai Haram. And when you're in Makkah, you just give your life for the Kaaba Sharif, for Allah Ta'ala. But watan ki bhi hijrat se sab gir gaye. And another, as a person progresses in the spiritual path, he will find he has to take out many idols still from his heart. This is all Hazrat's explanations. One idol is the love of one's home. That a person loves his home, the comfort of his home, he loves his hometown, he loves his country where he was born. A person cherishes the place where he was, where he grew up, etc. But hijrat has taught us that that idol also don't have the love of your home also. The real love is only of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. One narration, hubbul watan min al iman. Whether how correct this narration is, but the love of one's home is also part of iman. If it is correct, this narration, it means the love of Jannat. Not your home here, that you are born in this place, you are born in that place. I love my place, I'm homesick. Home, sweet home. Wherever you go. No, a mu'min, his real home must be Jannat. And his heart must be connected with Jannat all the time. And he must only find solace when he will enter Jannat. Not like when you enter home, now mashallah, I'm back home now. Now I feel nice. No, really, that is also an idol still. Which also, and there are many idols on this path, which the Sadiq is not aware also of. And as he goes along, he has to remove, would like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remove the 360 idols from the Kaaba Sharif, from the Kaaba of one's heart. There are many idols that are sitting. Some of us have got big, big idols still, the love of dunya, and the pride, jealousy, love of money, all these things, yeah, all idols which are sitting in the heart, and each one has to be removed. So the love of one's home also has to be removed. Hijrat must be, a mu'min's nature must be, the whole world is mine. A mu'min is not confined to one town and one place. For practical reasons you're living there. One person who went in Jamaat at Bombay Airport on the immigration form, permanent address. He wrote Lusaka Qabristan. And then he passed away in the Lusaka. And he was buried there in the Qabristan there. So our permanent address is not just home address, that home address. Our permanent address is Jannat. And we should write there, Inshallah, Jannatul Firdaus. And don't even worry, they don't even check what you write. And if they look for you, they'll go and look for you in Jannatul Firdaus. But watan ke bhi hijrat se sab gir gaye, su'e taiba chale jab nabi ke qadam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the title of the poem, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrat and went to Madinatul Munawwara, at that time he broke the idol of one's home place also. There were those sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who on the time of the conquest of Mecca, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish to, you can return here. They were Sahaba who were blind also, who knew the gullies of Mecca Sharif very easy, to could find their way without a guide also. But they said, no, we will stay with you in Medina Sharif, the hometown where you are so used to. Those who had their businesses, just like, may Allah save us all, but at what's happening in Iraq, in Syria, the refugees, people who are multi-millionaires, at night they are begging for a plate of food. People whose cupboards were full of clothing, they haven't got clothes to wear anymore. For the children, they haven't got one bottle of milk for their children. They are begging for all this. So just like that, the Sahaba left Makkah Sharif, whatever they had. One great Sahabi, he came with his wife and he was going to make hijrat and their child. The wife's family came and they said, if you want to go, you can go. But this is our daughter, her family. And we're not allowing her. They kept her one side. Then his family people came. If you want to go, you can go. But the child, you are not allowed to take. They kept the child one side, the mother one side, the father one side, the child one side, all for the sake of Islam. What hijrat they made. We can't make hijrat of our beds at Fajr time. We can make hijrat of our desires of our heart. That what we are to look at this woman, just looking at her like a donkey, like a monkey, just looking at her. I would feel like eating this. There is so much almost proof that it is haram. But no, I can't give it up. This I can't give up, that I can't give up. What kind of these are the lessons that we should take. Aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye hazri. And see, after all this, what great reality. What Hazrat says at the end, that Allah, that my presence, in your house, in Kaaba Sharif, presence in Medina Sharif, ek na ahal par hai khuda ka karam. A person who wasn't worth it at all, you showered your favors. And today we feel it's our birthright that we have to go. That this is our eyes are not our birthright. Our brains and senses that are in order is not our birthright. It's the favors of Allah. To get your plate of food, to get your bowl of porridge, it's not your birthright. These are the favors of Allah. But how we fight if you're not getting your lunch if it's just 2 minutes late. How we become angry on the wife. And what things don't we talk at that time? All our tasawwuf and all our buzurgis one side, and that time what our character is. So these realities have to come into us. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with them. From these kar guzaris that we heard. We should see, mashallah, how our brothers are working. And really, a murid is he who is present in his sheikh's majlis, who comes regularly. And if he cannot, if he's very far, people are in other countries who will make a point to listen to it, which is today, with technology, all this is so easy, and we should use everything for the right way. So a person should be present for every majlis of his sheikh. Then a khalifa is he who doesn't only come himself, but he brings the effort that he made, he brings his murids also with. Like, see, mashallah, Yusuf, Maulana Yusuf came. How many brothers, Maulana? 10. In Ramzan, how many came? 10. Not 15? Ji, mashallah. And then, Maulana Abdul Rahman from Botswana in Ramzan, how many brothers came? Brother Yusuf in Stenga, how many brothers came, Yusuf? Now, 2 are here now also. So this is what a Khalifa is. Maulana Muhammad Mehtar from Maritzburg. So that is a Khalifa who makes effort during the whole month. And then he brings them here. From where else the brothers come? More numbers. Cape Town. In Ramzan also, mashallah, Cape Town brothers had come. Today also. Inshallah. And Friday, Yom al-Jum'ah, Yom al-Sabt at night in Villa Liza, about 20 brothers came from Villa Liza. MashaAllah. So this is what is the effort of the Khalifa, that he makes efforts and he brings brothers here. And the murid must come on his own. And if he also can bring, MashaAllah, And the Khalifa is he who makes effort, he has majlis in his place, makes effort on the brothers and brings his products here and presents them here in the majlis. This is what a Khalifa is all about. This is all what a murid is. And then to imbibe the qualities that are being taught into our lives, we are all muhtaj. And anyone who thinks whether he's a murid or he's not a murid also, a Khalifa or not a Khalifa, a Sheikh, whoever it is, we all have to be all the time concerned about our Islam. Otherwise it is like you take a ball, you throw it up, it goes up all the time. But there's a certain point where it stops. It stops going higher. And it doesn't stay on that place. It comes down and perhaps faster than what it went up. So just like that, a person who is not conscious is going up, and the minute he thinks I'm all right now, whether he's a murid, whether he's a khalifa, whether he isn't a murid also, and he thinks he's not conscious of his Islam, not conscious of his trouser below his ankle, not conscious where his eyes are going, where his thoughts are going, that person will come down faster. You can have millions of murids also. There's no criteria. You have to be worried about yourself. In the qabr, there isn't a single question how many murids you had, and how many people were putting your shoes straight. There aren't questions like that. Your question with regard to yourself will be asked. So those things we have to be conscious about. This wonderful occasion, when the time of, when the month of Shawwal starts, the Eid day, with the first of Shawwal, which is the Eid, Eidul Fitr, everyone gets happy that now no more rozas, now Eid has come. And that is also, we should be sincere and we should be honest to enjoy the day of Eid. Don't bluff yourself. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that some people say, Ramzan, what a wonderful, best Ramzan I passed. I wish all the time was Ramzan for the rest of my life. The Hazrat says that you can be have content, you can be rest assured that this will never happen. But if Allah Ta'ala had to send Jibreel alayhi salam and say that this year people really enjoyed their Ramzan, so we will extend it for another 10 days. Then all those who were saying that, oh, I wish whole year was Ramzan, my whole life was Ramzan, see the condition of their faces. The Jibreel alayhi salam appears and he says that this year people really enjoyed their Ramzan, we are extending it 10 days. Then see the condition. So a person should be honest with himself. Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one great sahabi, he says, how much I enjoy my tahajjud, I enjoy my sleep just as much. Sleep also with the right niyat, Allah's command. Your body needs its rest, and sleep with sweet. If you really work yourself and you get tired, how you enjoy, and enjoy it as Allah's ni'mat. Food you enjoy, there are two aspects, for yourself what you enjoy. But one that is Allah's ni'mat, and I'm appreciating Allah's ni'mat. In that food, Allah gave me the strength to enjoy the sweetness, the sourness, the hotness, the coldness, all Allah's ni'mats. What great ni'mats. And if Allah Ta'ala had made it that for sweet things you have to use a different tongue. Like many machinery, the blade, for every different application, you change the blade. You change this part. If for every application we have to change our tongues, and everyone going for a da'wat where there is a 10-course meal, and carrying a bag of tongues with him, that for the sweet things, he has to put that tongue. For the sour things, for ice cream, this tongue. For biryani, another tongue. What should be our condition? So enjoy even the ni'mats of Allah. So even the day of Eid is a ni'mat. Enjoy, Ya Allah, there is a gift from you. So happy you are that you have declared it is haram to keep roza today. So today, not keeping roza, I'm happy. Because it's Allah's. One buzurg was asked that, how are you feeling? So he said that, what are you asking the condition of that person that according to whose wishes the whole world is running? They said, how can you say this thing like that? That is a talk of kufr, of shirk. The world is not running according to your wishes, Allah's wishes. So he said, I've submitted all my wishes into Allah's wishes. And whatever Allah wishes is my wish. So the world is running according to my wishes. I have totally annihilated my own desires, my own wishes. I have made them all whatever Allah's wishes are my wishes. So the world is running according to my, how happy is in that person. But a person whose nafs is still alive, he has problems all the time. Now this is not right, this didn't go right, this is happening. But a person who annihilates and he totally has submitted, he doesn't exist anymore. There isn't even ana. Not only he has destroyed, he doesn't even think of his ana. That is really one person. One is a person that he came to a gathering, a big alim for example, a prominent person. Nobody showed him any respect, nobody gave him a place to sit, and he realizes, I am nothing. No problem, I have nothing. That is of a good stage. But one is that if somebody has to offer him, he gets surprised. For me, that is something that he gets surprised about. So this is, like for example, you make a bayan or anything. Many of our satis, they hardly really make bayan or anything. But they say that we are frightened people will praise us. They don't even make bayan, but they frighten people going to praise them. That is all, nafs is playing with you. If you made a bayan or anything you did, and people praise you, and you get happy, nafs is such, nafs get happy. But you don't take it to heart, you realize, I'm not worthy of praise. Where am I worthy of praise? That person has found reality. But that person who feels I'm not happy, I don't, people are just praising me, whether they praise me, don't praise me, is the same. But one is, you realize, like Hazrat wrote in this poem, that making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, going to Medina Sharif, that na a helper. One beautiful poem of Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Sankro Kutu Karega Jannati. Oh Allah, you will make millions of people Jannati. Ek ye na ahl bhi unme sahi. This person who is not worthy of it, put him also in. Just join him in. Many times I make dua to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, just hide me in the kurta of my share. And say, just keep quiet, I'm just sending you away. And Allah's fazal, don't ask that I did this, I did that, where's the reward of that? Where are we fit for anything? And sometimes I make dua that hide me in the burqa of my wife. Alhamdulillah, that in her sadqa, Allah gives me jannat. And our woman folk, really, generally, all our woman folk are great, great waliyas. Now, Ustad Maulana Ibrahim Mias, Sahab, Damat Barakatum of Mias Swami should say, generally, our woman, what is, stay at home, looking after the house, looking after the children, cooking food, preparing for us, making their five times namaz, making their tilawat, making their zikr little bit, that they are doing, they are pure waliyas. They are straight, they are going straight to Jannah. So in their sadqa, ask for Allah Ta'ala. Don't think I'm a big maulana, I'm a dispute, they have got great position by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So anyway, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in this ayat kareema says, Inna awwal bayti wudi'a linnas, the very first house that Allah has put on the surface of the earth for the benefit of mankind, which proves that Kaaba Sharif is the place of benefit for the existence of this world. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. When you remember that time when we made the Kaaba Sharif, مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ, one translation and meaning of it, مَرْجَعُ الْخَلَائِقِ, that we made the whole world's people connected with Kaaba Sharif. A magnet we made it that is pulling everyone. And this magnet doesn't pull iron, doesn't pull anything else, it's pulling the hearts of the people. And who? And basada ihtiram, they are coming in ihram. With great, great respect, whether they are kings, Allahu Akbar. If you think of the great ibadat of Hajj, great, great kings also come, great, great awliya, but they all are in one saf. If there is glory, it's glory for Allah. Otherwise, everyone, the sinner, the poor person, the rich person, the learned, the unlearned, all are equal on the plains of Arafat. There is no position for one over the other. Allah has made him, so they all stand in one saf. Maulana Abrarul Hatsa Bardoi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, in our own home masjid, especially the senior, the ulama who build the masjid, they have usually a door also in the mimbar. And they come last minute and they get first saf. He say, all our namazes we make in first saf. But when we go to Kaaba Sharif, there is nothing like you go, unless you have to go so early. Otherwise, where are you going to get first of there? Everyone is made one equal. So how Allah Ta'ala has the benefit. So matabatan linnas marja'ul khala'i. Allah made it a magnet that pulls all people, and every year people get pulled, and people are continuously making dua. That make dua, we get our accreditation. That we can, we are trying 3 years, 4 years, our name hasn't come. Please make dua. What a thing, Allah. Allah made it a place of thawab. That you go and you make your namaz with jamaat in the masjid 27 times more. And in the haram, 100,000 times more. Haram of Medina, 50,000 times more. Allah made it a place for the thubut and for the world to be in existence. When Kaaba Sharif was built, the world came into existence. When Kaaba will be broken down, the end of the world will come. So the Kaaba is the place. So وَيْجَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Allah made it for the benefit of mankind. All great benefit there. وَيْجَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنَا. And Allah made it a place of great aman. This last opportunity we had to go, and the roads are being built again, and all traffic, so much traffic. The taxi driver took a different road going towards Taif. We started getting worried. It's middle of the night, you have to catch your flight, and where he's going. So he says, you don't worry. He was talking on his phone, trying to speak to him. He's not interested. Finally, after his long conversation, he said, this is Baytul Aman. Yeah, you got peace. You don't have to worry anything. You will be in time for your flight. Well, in time, you will reach there. We're going opposite direction. But you don't worry at all. You will be there on time. Allah made it such a place. وَأَمْنَا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. And Allah Ta'ala, Maqami Ibrahim, take it a place for you to make your namaz. People try to make their two rakats. Wherever in the haram you are, behind you are at Maqami Ibrahim, you make your haram. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. وَإِذْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ. We took a promise, a pledge from Ibrahim a.s. and Ismail a.s. أَنْ تَحْهِرَا بَيْتِيَا. That they must keep my house clean, pure. Every masjid, it is very important for the mutawallis to have the masjid clean, tidy. People who come mustn't be offended in any way. There mustn't be any activity which keep people away from the masjid. Masjid must be a place where people come freely. There are no boards, there are notices that so and so is not allowed or something. Everyone is allowed here. Antahira baytiya littaifina wal'akifina. For those people who want to make tawaf, the Haram Sharif especially. And for those who want to make the i'tikaf. Make all the facilities, the cleanliness of the place. And for the people who want to make i'tikaf. Oh, Ibrahim alayhi salam, I'm taking this pledge from you. Ismail alayhi salam, and from all the mutawallis in the world till the day of Qiyamah. That keep your masjid pure for the ibadat of the masjid. Which ya Allah has particularly referred to Kaaba Sharif tawaf. Every masjid i'tikaf. For those people who want to come for the i'tikaf, you make all the facilities for them. Allow them all to come. وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالْرُكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. And those who want to make ruku and want to make sajda for the namazes also. Have the masjid proper. That everyone can come and freely he can make his ibadat here. And all this ibadat, whether it is tawaf, which is only exclusive for haram of Makkah, and whether it is i'tikaf, which is in every masjid, and i'tikaf should never be misconstrued in other ways, that it's a picnic, etc. No picnic. People have to eat, and ikram is zaif. To respect and honor your guests is a faraz upon us, and we should serve the people. Of course, we must see that there is no wastage, which generally there isn't. You feed people according to their level, and there is no harm in that whatsoever. So Allah has made this, and for ruku, for sajda, for the ibadat, etc. So one major purpose of the masjid is i'tikaf also, which Allah says in this ayat al-kareemah. So Allah Ta'ala has made this the house of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says that inna awwal bayti wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Makkah mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin. It is a place of barakah and a place of hidayat for the entire universe. If we make our hajj prepare and go, the haji on his way, people will become hajj when they will become Muslims when they see him, his character, his akhlaq, how he treats his fellow friends, etc., they will get hidayat from there. When he returns from there, he has come from the house of barakat, and he has come from the house of hidayat, his life should be filled with hidayat. On his way, when he comes home, people should be getting hidayat. Not that we're taking out toys for the children. No harm, bring little bit, make the children happy. But more the lessons that we learn, those are the greater. And more than the khajur of Medina Sharif and the zamzam of Makkah Sharif, the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the tawheed of Kaaba, those are the things that we should come back with, which should be in our lives. Mubarakun wa hudal lil alameen, fihi ayatun bayyinat. And Allah says, we have put here clear signs of Allah's qudrat. A person's iman, just by going to, just seeing Kaaba Sharif, his iman should go up by degrees and degrees. Because Allah has put the clear signs from which you take lessons. And one of the great signs, Maqami Ibrahim, that is a great sign to take a lesson. And Maqami Ibrahim is not that beautiful glass case that has got gold on it and that is showered with ether all the time after every namaz. Maqam Ibrahim is that dry stone which is inside, on which Ibrahim alayhi salam stood and he built the Kaaba Sharif. Fihi ayatum bayyinat, zamzam. And that what a well Allah has put. And from where it started, a small child, Ismail alayhi salam, kicking his legs in the ground, from there Allah made zamzam to come. And from that time, if from Ibrahim alayhi salam's time till today, maybe 8,000 years, zamzam water, 8,000 years, the well of zamzam. And the well itself is just not more than two square meters. The height of it also, just 2 times 2 times 2, 6, or whatever it comes to, 2 times 2, 4, 4 times 2, 8 cubic meters is the size of the well of the Kaaba Sharif, but supplying water to the whole world till the day of Qiyamah. And as much in the 70s was a very low level for Muslims generally, and for Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Deen was very weak in the 70s, generally in the world. At that time America had given the Saudis a tablet to put in the Haram. With that tablet, any well you put it on dries up that well. One tablet. A whole bag of the tablets couldn't do anything to the well of Zamzam. Its water is still coming till today. And not long ago, perhaps just little bit before our time, at the Mizab-e Rahmat, the gutter of Kaaba Sharif, the horns of the animal which Ibrahim alayhi salam slaughtered, those horns were hung there. When a fire struck and it burnt out at that time, so all these clear signs, the signs of Safa and Marwa, these are clear signs of Allah, Shi'arullah, the signs of Allah Ta'ala. The signs of Allah that we see, people from every, when you're sitting in the Kaaba, somebody in front of you is from a different country. On this side from a different country, this side, at the back of you, the whole world's people. And generally not one argument. Everyone making way for one another. And everyone, and will stand up for namaz, no place. But finally namaz gets done of everyone. What great signs. These are the lessons that we have to learn. Fihi ayatun bayyinat maqamu Ibrahim. Man dakhalahu kana amina. Walillahi ala nas hajjul bayt. Man istafaa ilayhi sabila. Allah has made hajj faraz upon the people for those who can afford it and manage it. Once in a lifetime, hajj is faraz on a person. And it is faraz if all the conditions are fulfilled. You can afford it. Your physical health is such, and you have got, a lady has got a mahram, if she hasn't got a mahram. And also one very important point here, there are such buzurgs that have passed who did not make the hajj because they said our photo will have to be taken for the passport, for the visa, and they said it is haram and we cannot allow a haram to, in order to do a halal. So they didn't, their whole life, though in all other conditions of hajj were fulfilled, but so much they had, we should take a lesson. When today photography is being made jais in every way, and TV is being made jais, learn from this year that these people, that for us hajj also they did not make, because they said a photo will have to be taken. Though the muftis give permission, and the safest route to take is, don't say that for a passport photo is jais, For visa photo is jais. It is still not jais. Photo is haram. But hopefully Allah will forgive us. We got no choice. We haven't got a choice in this matter. So hopefully Allah will forgive us for that. We are majboor in this. In that. But those people's taqwa, what level their taqwa? That who won't want to go for hajj? Who won't want to go to Roza Mubarak? But they didn't want to displease Allah. They didn't want to displease His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this one matter, and the whole life they didn't go. Otherwise, what a burning desire they might, what desire we got. We just go as a formality. Eh? I was just thinking also, for example, the tahajjud namaz, how does sawab? But very, very few of us make tahajjud. And the ishraq namaz, how does sawab? Very few of us will make ishraq. Fajr, which is faraz. Eh? But we, who of us know what's the value of faraz? For fajr, what sawab? For ishraq, so much sawab. For tahajjud, so much sawab. But tahajjud, fajr, everyone is making generally. Because it's a faraz. Duty we it strikes on us. But the benefit that we are getting, though we know the virtues of ishraq, we know the virtues of tahajjud, but we are weak in there. But fajr we make, because it's a duty. So many of us make our hajj as a duty, which is also good, we fulfill our, but if we knew the virtues and we do it with the spirit of hajj, which is very important, then inshallah, how much more greater benefit. So those going for hajj should prepare in this way. Read the kitab, the spiritual hajj. Find out the historical aspect of hajj, the spiritual dimension, and the correct sunnat method of making hajj, and then see the great benefits. And bring the values of those places within us, and we come back with those values, then see inshallah, wow, what a change will come, and we'll appreciate what hajj is. Oh, those who want to become bayat, come forward. Come forward. Your name?
From?
Oh. Okay. Briefly, bayat is sunnat. What is faraz is the object of bayat, the purpose why, and that is our Islam, reformation. And reformation means to correct our spiritual life. And for that, there is details in all that, and you can go on the website, you'll find all details there, inshallah. And the prescription that is given to how to make correct our lives, which is a general prescription, and then afterwards a person who keeps contact, etc., then it gets modified according to his needs. But generally it is that we must maintain Islamic appearance, dressing, wherever we are. We go to work, we go to shopping, we go to picnic or holiday, anything. We should maintain our Islamic dressing as far as possible. Secondly, to read Quran Sharif daily. 3 or 4 or 5 pages a day we should read, so that we can make one khatam during the year. Reading of Quran is a great source of one's reformation and connection with Allah Ta'ala. The third is to read 100 times La ilaha illallah. The first time, and more or less every 10 times, the whole kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah and Durood Sharif sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm taking out of my heart, vacuuming all the wrong things, the dirt, what bad habits I got, whatever it is, everyone knows his own condition. And I'm throwing it out. And with illallah, I'm putting the right thing in my heart. I got pride in my heart, I'm taking it out, and I'm putting humility in my heart. I cast my gazes, haram, lustful gazes, I'm taking it out. And now pure gazes, I'll look at my wife, I won't look at the other woman. Like this, 100 times we purify the heart, heart has to get pure. And 100 times, Allah. Well, and after the first time, to say Jalla Jalaluhu, any words of Allah's greatness is wajib. And then with this in mind, oh Allah, I love you, I need you, you love me, you come in my heart. 100 times you plead with Allah, how won't Allah come in your heart? and then keep contact. Come to the majlis regularly, try and phone or send an email explaining what your condition, what problems you are facing, etc. Then a person progresses tremendously, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah and Naqshbandiyah and Qadariyah and Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my ba'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my mort on imani kamil, on kalimai shahada, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati, and aman. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious. Accept inshallah. Contact Manana Musa Kaji, he'll give you the paper, what you have to be, do, etc. Mani Imran Dua Kaji.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, next this month, inshallah, the end, 28 and 27, 28 of Zulqa'dah. 27 and 28 of Zulqa'dah. This is the 11th and 12th of September. Inshallah, we will be having an Islahi Jalsa in Indonesia, starting from Yawmul Jum'ah, from the Jum'ah Salah, until Laylatul Ahad. It is Saturday night after the Til Isha Salah. From, we'll be having different masajid, and then from after Asr on Yawmul Sabt on Saturday till Isha Salah, inshallah, we'll be having the program in the Nurul Islam Masjid. So humble request for all the brothers, inshallah, to participate in this Islahi Jalsa and to bring other brothers along. And we should also inform all our family, friends in lands and the surrounding areas also to come for the program. Jazakallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقي ورضا نفسي وزنة عرشي ومداد كلماتي ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله يا رب كريم همري سبناكم عفرما and forgive each and every sin of ours يا الله the sins of committed knowingly unknowingly unintentionally or intentionally يا الله the sins of committed during the brightness of the day the sins of committed during the darkness of night يا الله the sins of committed secretly يا الله the sins of committed openly يا الله the sins of committed يا الله not knowing them to be sins يا الله we give each and every sin of ours the sins of our families يا الله our friends we give the sins of every ummah يا رسول النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب الكريم those who made the intention of Hajj, Ya Allah, and are going on this great journey of Hajj, Ya Allah, accept the Hajj, grant them a Hajj maqbool, mabroor, Ya Allah. Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us all the desire of Hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, of ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of ziyarat of Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Harimain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Protect them from all the evils, Ya Allah, and the evil of plans and plots of the Kufar, Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. Rabbi Kareem, put the azmat of this place into our heart, Ya Allah. Rabbi Kareem, يا الله grant our Shaykh long life, good health, prosperity, عافية, دنيا قبر and آخرت يا الله. يا رب الكريم, Hazrat has this great desire to become متقي and become your friends, يا الله. Make us among your awliya and your friends, يا الله. Forgive our gunas and our sins, يا الله. Remove the sicknesses of pride, jealousy, malice, hatred from our hearts, يا الله. Purify our hearts, يا رب الكريم. Put your nur into our hearts, يا الله. رب الكريم, grant us توفيق of خدمة of دين, يا الله. يا رب الكريم, يا الله, accept us for the خدمة of your دين, يا الله. You accept us for the خدمة of your deen, Ya Allah, in every way possible, Ya Allah, whether it be a means of tabligh, by means of khanka, Ya Allah, by means of social welfare, Ya Allah, whatever means of darloom, madaris, maktab, Ya Rabbi Kareem, you accept from us, Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and sincerity, Ya Allah, purify our hearts from all evils, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us our maut and iman and kamil, Ya Allah, in the condition that you are happy with us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, in the mubarak place of your beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rabbi Kareem, har shar se ہماری حفاظت فرما ہر خیر کا ہمارے فیصل میں فرما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهم كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشائخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وأليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ما شاء الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.